Thanks for calling Spine3D. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, please dial that now. For sales, Terry, 164, Kevin Smith, 105, Howard in Accounting, 149, but...
Please wait a moment.
Howard, speaking of Alvia.
Hi, Howard. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm an underwriting supervisor at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. I just tried to call. I understand Eduardo's a contact. I just tried to call the 305-436-1436, but the line seemed to get disconnected. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, I'm good.
Is Eduardo with you as well, or are you the main point person here?
Well, I'm generally the point, and then he listens to what I have to say for the most part.
Okay. Can I share my number with you?
Sure, definitely.
And is he in the office with you today as well?
He is, but he's out at the moment at the city. He's still permitting.
So. All right, no worries. So if you want to text him or something, let him know we spoke. That'd be great. My phone number is 858-866-9102.
Okay.
My name is Ruben.
Okay.
And I understand you're working with Jaw here. And what I want to do here is I'm not on the sales side. I used to be on the sales side a long time ago. I've been with our firm for about 9 years. I help supervise actually the credit officers and individual underwriters who issue these approvals. So I just wanted to talk to you, your business, and kind of see what was going on and see. It looks like there's a little back and forth. See if we could find a solution here. Can you let me know what's going on? I could maybe jot some notes here.
Definitely. Yeah, no problem. Well, basically, started up. We have basically two main companies. We had a third, and that's sort of been wound down since we. I'll start from the beginning. Spine3D is the main company, or one of the companies. It's a rendering and animation company. It's been in business for 15 years. Been in recession back in 2009. It hit us hard because we deal with a lot with real estate because we're basically doing marketing for developers, architects, and products for companies. But
okay.
So we got hit hard. During that time, a few years earlier, we purchased a building, a local building. Basically, when the recession hit, our revenues went down 70%.
Let me just jump in. I've seen those notes. So basically, a bank bought your bank and was unwilling to negotiate or help you guys out. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Bank United basically went under, and then it went into receivership, and then someone else bought the bank and came out under the new Bank United, basically.
Okay.
And they said we tried to work out the deals or spread it or do something to lower the payments for
And they're just unwilling to help you guys out.
Yeah, they said, no, we're in a good place. I think the government was going to pay back 80 or 90%. And
they don't care.
Came back, yeah, they didn't care. And then we brought them other suitors for the building to sell to. They didn't want that either. And they ended up taking the $500 loss because they sold for $500 less than the person we were going to bring to them.
Yeah, there are many of these banks, they're more like paper pushers, and they don't really they don't see customers as an opportunity or a client. They see them as just a number. That's very common. So you have two businesses. Are they both the same in terms of revenue profile, or is one business much bigger or smaller than the other?
At the moment, they are pretty much close to the same. One's between $2.5 to $3 million by the end of the year, which is Spine3D. The brewery right now is already at $2 million, so by the end of the year, it'll probably be around $4 million.
Okay.
It's the same. Go ahead.
And I understand when you first applied with us, you were looking for equipment financing because you recently purchased a piece of equipment. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, we're basically doing a lease buyback because I know our situation. A lot of we reach out to a few banks, and once they see the flag, they're the bankruptcy. They're not going to do anything. So we've been.
That's not necessarily true. We fund a lot of bankruptcies and issues. So I don't think that's true for our bank. I can give you some feedback here.
Well, it's the cost of money then it's the cost. Basically, paying back, say, over 18 months, if I borrow $250 from you, I have to pay back $350, and that's
so
expensive.
I think our rep may have not, and it's kind of my role here, is there's a lot of different products available for your business, and maybe they're kind of getting cross-referenced. So if you have a pen handy, I can go over what we've approved and what we provide, because there's just not one avenue here. So you said you recently financed a piece of equipment. You wanted to do a lease back, correct?
Right, yeah. Well, basically, we have the cash for the most part. We could get the cash, not a problem. It's just, right now we've been dealing with basically family and friends. We do it over 24
months. So you borrow from, friends and family right now. Okay.
Right, and we pay them back at a nice percentage. So
What kind of equipment did you want to lease back, just to make sure I have alerted?
Sure. Well, basically, we have fermenters, tanks for the beer,
Are those recent purchases?
Yeah, recent purchases.
When did you purchase those?
Could be a couple months ago. It could be 4 months ago. It's all this year.
Okay. So let me give you some feedback, and it's not a problem at all. So when you're referring to a sales leaseback, that is a asset-based transaction, but it is highly, highly restricted. The reason it's highly restricted is when the equipment is non-titled, so when it's not a vehicle, there are many things that go wrong. Basically, the default ratio for leasebacks for equipment is significantly higher than non-leaseback transactions. We do a lot of what's called vendor or dealer sales, where a customer buys a piece of equipment and we finance that at the point of purchase. We do leasebacks as an industry standard. The longest someone can usually do against that is about 90 days for non-titled equipment without you jumping through a lot of hoops. We also have, and I understand besides the equipment, before I jump into this other product, what were your needs? What loan amount were you trying to get?
Pretty much anything we could get was what we're looking for. We have several phases that we're going to go through for the next, say 5-6 months. Eddie's out there right now at the city going through the plans, and we're just about to get our permit to move forward with the building, a kitchen in our space next door.
So you're buying equipment?
We will buy some equipment. We'll need to put up the walls, basically build out a kitchen.
Okay.
Some equipment. We do have some that we already have in our – we have basically a satellite kitchen.
Okay.
And we have in the back of the warehouse, and we're going to bring that – strip it, basically bring the equipment in, and then we'll add to it.
Over the next 6 months, about how much do you feel your expenditures would be?
As far as what we're looking for or just general operations?
What you're looking for.
What we're looking for, probably, say, $500,000.
Okay. And you said that you reached out to some other banks, but you kind of felt you got railroaded due to the bankruptcy issue?
Right, yeah. Once they see the flag, they're like, yeah, no, we can't do anything for a certain amount of years. Standard for most of them, so we've been over several years already. So.
Oh, okay. So just to give you some feedback, and I think sometimes people are too salesy in their nature. So there's a lot of customers that come into us that have 750 FICO, 800 FICO scores, perfect credit, and they still can't get loans. And the reason they can't get loans from their traditional bank is that a traditional bank wants a very, very low risk transaction. The traditional default ratio for, say, a traditional, Wells Fargo bank, in a sense, their default ratios for those kind of large institutions generally range between like 0.5% to maybe at most 1%. So if anything, not only does the credit have to be perfect, the financials have to be perfect, and most importantly, the collateral. There has to be pledged collateral to cover that cost. Now, and I understand for your purposes, you don't want to put up real estate or anything of that nature. Is that correct?
Well, we don't really have real estate. We have several, equipment, tanks, and everything that keep their value online. They're pretty much the same as we bought them for. We have several of those, so we're fine against them.
That's not what we'd call an easily resellable asset. So from like a titled vehicle, or it's okay, not using collateral is kind of standard. So
right.
You're in a position a lot of business owners are in, which is you're looking for cash if it's available at decent terms, but
right.
You don't necessarily have the credit profile that most large banks want.
Right.
Let me tell you what the two products we provide, because I think they've been mixed and matched. So we have two very unique products. One is equipment financing, either a leaseback or a recent purchase. In this case, lease equipment financing is heavily weighted on credit, but a leaseback just wouldn't be in the cards because that'd be very, very messy, to be blunt. And also, there's some NSS in the banks. I don't want to lead you down that path. However, if you're purchasing equipment in the future, we'd like to keep the door open and see what we can do for you. The second product we provide is, I think, what someone talked to you about, an underwriter here, which is the working capital loan. And let me kind of go through that and make sure they discuss. Well, I guess I'd ask you, what did they tell you? What were your impressions of that product? Where am I starting from?
I had others, pretty much the same thing, basically. They offer us, for example, yours was basically, I think, over 6 months. They gave us $200, and we would pay back $250, I think was one of them. And if we do over 18 months, $250, we borrow $250, we end up paying $350 back over 18 months.
And you've gone over this product with other companies before?
Yes, correct.
And okay.
That's just too expensive. I could go to our family and friends and pay the normal 9% a year and just go through them. But we're just trying to extend it to 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, just to make the payments easier per month, so we can have more fluid money we could buy things with and grow.
Okay. So people have presented this product. Okay, cool. So it actually, have people told you how like the term works, amortization, prepayment discounts? Has anyone got into that or no?
Not in depth, no. Once they told me it's going to cost me blank, you know, I pay back $350, I get $250, and certain times, short time frame, it's not even worth it. It costs too high.
Okay, and would it be fair to say some of the companies that are presented these to you are, and I'm pretty well aware of what's going on in our industry, are pretty aggressive in nature?
It's at least like 60% if you look at it over the term.
Okay, so there's a few quick things to go over, and we're not aggressive in nature. We've been in business 12 years. We're actually one of the companies that first started this product. So let me go over how the product works, just give you the information at your disposal. Like I said, not here to sell you a product, and at least give you some information. So what we offer is a true business loan. It is a cash loan. Now, we put a UCC on the business, but it's a high-risk product for growing businesses because one thing you mentioned is like 5 years. There really isn't a product in the marketplace right now for a 5-year loan simply because it's too risky. So we give a loan based upon cash flow, not so much credit. Now, I'm going to give you an idea of how these loans work, payback, and then overall structure. So the first idea that we want to do is we want to give a business owner enough money where it can make a substantial impact on their business, but we don't want to overload them with debt. Realistically, if you're looking for a lot of money, we can do probably for, we go around 10% of revenues for each business. So that's why you were offered around 200 to 250. Now, to give you, just to confirm, you said the 200,000 you thought over 6 months would cost you how much?
50,000, I think you said.
Let's take a look. Maybe there is. No, you're a little, you're quite a bit lower than that. If you looked at 200,000 over, say, a 6 month period, the payback would range. The high end on that would be about 236. The low end on that would be about 228 to 230. And if you looked at, what were the other terms you provided? You said 250 over a year, over
18 months.
Okay. Yeah, and our underwriters like to quote you on the highest end, and then if they can come down, as opposed to like get you in the door, that they're not really salespeople. So he quoted you a payback of 350, correct?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me give you some information on what's available. So traditionally when you do a cash loan product, it goes under business credit, it doesn't go under personal credit, and it's a big way to access cash. And when I spoke to the underwriter, he said one of the things you guys mentioned was, hey, that's the same as a credit card. What's the advantage? Is that accurate?
Yeah, so it's the high interest rate. We're looking for basically, you know, anywhere between 9 and, say, 14% that we're fine with.
Okay. When you look at, and we unfortunately cannot compete with, like, family and friends. I know there's always a cost to that.
Yeah.
So when you talk about a cash loan product, credit cards are, and what I would tell someone is, they said, hey, look, I'm comparing this to a credit card. Why should I use your product? Well, I'll just tell them the truth. Credit cards are lines of credit. Maximum amount is actually detrimental to credit scores. This is a loan, so it's a completely different product. Also, this is a loan that goes under business credit. But also, without rubbing you the wrong way or any potential customer, when you talk about $250,000, there's no $250,000 credit card in the market. Also, this is cash. It's not credit. So you're not taking cash to borrow against it and paying those fees and doing a cash advance relative to a limit. You're just getting a loan. But so generally, the way a working capital loan works is the following. It's about payback. So let me give you and you've never done one of these loans before. Is that correct?
Correct.
You've only got offers. So how is our product different from the myriad of people you've talked to? Well, Bank of Cardiff loan is basically a little more expensive at the front end, but much cheaper on the long end. And let me explain that. So let's just say you borrow $250, and it sounds like you want to go the longest term available, correct?
Correct.
All right, so let's say that's 18 months. Let's say your payback is $350. Well, has anyone explained to you the renewal process or no?
He vaguely went over, you know, if we start paying, and after we get, I'm not sure if we had to finish the first one, or after several months of good paying, then any future...
So none of the companies you work with have gone over this?
Yeah, well, no. They told me they would have said pay back $350, borrow $250, I would have said no right there. It wouldn't go further than that.
Okay. So essentially, the way of most of these loans, and I think our product is the best in the industry. You can read some real life reviews on us online. Just go to Google Plus Bank of Cardiff. But essentially, let's say your business borrows $250, and let's say you're able to get better pricing. Let's just say the payback is $335, $340. I'm just throwing numbers out there for argument's sake. Let's say it's $350. Once you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for more money. It's called a renewal. Now, the majority of the companies, the way that they work is you're responsible for the full payback. So if we use that 18-month analogy, if you borrow $350, pay back $350, at the 9-month point, your balance is $175 because that's halfway through, okay?
Right.
Let's say you need to borrow more money. Hey, maybe the next time they give you another $250, maybe they give you another, say, $300. The next time you say, hey, you're an existing customer, you got a relationship, we're gonna up your loan amount. Great. But at that point, say you borrow $300, you have to pay off the existing loan to get more money. The vast majority of customers do renew. And so that means that you're, say, borrowing that $300 and you're paying off $175, you're netting $125. But the key there is that most of these companies, they're actually rolling over all that remaining prepaid interest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So our product is completely different. It doesn't tag you for prepaid interest. So as part of our contract, it states explicitly in writing that if you do a renewal with our company, we waive all the remaining interest. So even though, and we've been in situations where someone said, we've had a competitor come to our customer and to use that same analogy, we've been at $350 and they've tried to undercut us at $330. But when you actually look at the renewal policy and look that it's a complete waiving of interest on a renewal, our product at the end of the day is cheaper. That's one thing I just wanted to go over and make sure you're aware of, because it sounds like you weren't, correct?
Yeah, most of the interest is front-loaded anyways when you amortize it. So
that's not true.
There's nothing really there.
No, that is completely false. We send an amortization schedule on our loans, and when you talk about, just to give you an idea, if you're talking about a renewal 18-month term and a renewal in 9 months, you're talking about not a few thousand dollars of prepaid interest that's rolled over. You're talking about $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 of interest. It's a tremendous amount of money. It usually equates to about a third of the existing balance, and you can get all this information in writing. It's shown to you in writing as clear as night and day. Yeah. One thing you said you were looking for is like 9 to 14%, correct?
Correct.
Where is that number based on what you're borrowing right now or what you feel is competitive, or where does that number come from?
I think competitive, basically. And basically, we're looking for a lower payback than, spread it a little longer. I'm not looking for a lower interest rate, just see if we can spread it to, say, 60 months, 36 to 60. Right now, we do it over 24. So if I could borrow the money and pay a little cheaper per month, it helps us with cash flow. That's sort of where I'm headed.
Okay. I mean, I think kind of where we would be at is this, and I think multiple companies have kind of approached you and not been able to earn your business. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So I think for a cash loan product, 18 months and just the industry average is about 9 months. So 18 months for a first-time customer is pretty kind of, we push it out pretty far, especially with interest forgiveness. All I can offer you and Eduardo is if you were interested in kind of jumping on the phone with me again, I could potentially lower your payback. I could potentially save you some money on the front end, but doing anything shorter than longer than 18 months, 60 months is just for a cash unsecured loan. It's just impossible right now. But I would like to keep the door open and say if you have any equipment needs, give you some equipment financing.
The equipment they would probably be more interested, than me right now, because the other one is way too costly. I could do the same with family and friends. Yeah.
Is there an advantage?
Right now, I could pull probably $1 million from my friends. It's not an issue. It's just I don't want to extend their cash more than 24 months because, for some people, 24 months is a short term and they can, they won't need it that quickly. But I want to extend it to 4, to 5 years instead of doing 24 months. That's the whole purpose of doing this, to make it easier on us.
How much do you currently have out with you, like family and friends? How much loans do you guys really have out?
There's 400 left.
End
of this, 400 left. So you already grabbed $1 million. 400 left by end of the
and
year.
And is this equity or just loans?
Just loans. Just debt investment, basically.
Debt investment.
The whole, just in most of them, the 25, in increments of 25 plus. They'll pay back over 24 months, 9% a month.
How much percent per month?
9% per year.
So if someone, just so I can understand, if someone borrows $100,000 from you, or you borrow $100,000 from someone, you pay them back $109,000. Is that correct over a year?
Yes, correct.
So you're paying 9 cents on the dollar right now for every year the money's out at a 2-year
yes.
term.
Yes.
Okay. You know, what I would tell you is this. We can't compete with family and friends. I know there's a cost to that. We offer customers an additional relationship. The reason why, and just to give you a little feedback, and I know your job is to make sure the company's interests are protected and you're getting the best offer out there, correct?
Right, correct.
And it sounds like since you've already applied for this product, you have some industry knowledge. Is that accurate?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. So 9 to 14%, you know, that number is for a secured loan, for an equipment loan. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. Is it necessarily going to happen? I can't tell you that because you're talking about a secured loan. But when you're talking about a cash unsecured loan that goes under business credit, the cost of these loans generally start, and you can look at it a yearly basis, they generally start at about I would say, over a year term, you're looking probably around, they start around 22 to 24% on the dollar over a year term. Regardless of
unsecured, yeah.
They're high risk. And I think, you know, what, just to give you a little feedback, this is not, I used to be on the sales side, so I'm kind of scared when a customer says, hey, look, that $100,000 payback over a year and a half sounds great. That's when you know you're dealing with someone just says is desperate, which we're not, there's no desperation with our customers. I think this product is all about growth. You know, if you can take this money, grow your business, you're looking for relationships, a bank that's willing to step to the plate and give you some money. Like I said, just to kind of answer your questions, the interest forgiveness, and if you want, we'll send you an amortization schedule. Even though interest is front-loaded, if you renew, you're saving a lot on the renewal. Number two, if you want to start the relationship off with like 50 or 60 grand, we can do that as free as well. We just want to give you options. But to answer your question, you know, you do have, it sounds like the underwriter gave you some incorrect information. The payback over 6 months is much lower than you told me. You know, your difference of a lot of money, over $10,000.
Yeah. Might have been a little off, but I'm pretty sure, you know, I know that you have the last one, the 350 was correct, that payback, so.
That's the approval. I mean, just to give you, obviously our goal is to get every transaction funded.
Sure.
But if you looked at, say, and the reason why that 18-month term is good is it does come with interest forgiveness. It does come with no fees. It is a good product, and it comes with $250,000 of cash. But, you know, what could be possible? If you guys are interested in potentially moving forward, I'm not promising you anything, but there might be a way for you guys to save maybe something in the range of $7,000 to $12,000, maybe $15,000 on that payback. It's not going to be something you super, super like, but if you're looking to build a relationship, we'd rather, you know, understand your side of the street and help your business out.
Right. Well, I agree. Yeah, I think, yeah, as I said, you know, equipment financing we'll probably be more interested in. You know, we've been doing it through HP, Dell, and Lenovo for our computers.
Yeah, that's different. Just, you know, that's manufacturer financing. We have relationships with equipment dealers where we have a recourse agreement with them, and so basically we don't care if their customers don't pay, because we collect the money. So you can't really compare manufacturer-based financing to traditional equipment financing. It's two very different things.
Yeah, I understand. And, yeah, that's sort of where we're headed, you know, that way. Because we've been doing it through our other company that way, so we were trying to do that through MIA as well. And we were fine, you know, given, you know, the recourse, basically, collateral is our tanks, because we know we're not going anywhere, and we're growing. And we're actually going to double this year from last year. So, you know, we know we're growing with it. For us, we don't think there's risk pretty much at all.
Just address this, because if I don't address that, then it makes me a bad supervisor here, and I'm not doing my job.
Yeah.
To say there's no risk for an unsecured loan with high-risk credit is a statement that I can't just let pass by I'm not in sales. One thing I did mention, I did ask is this. Looks like you guys worked with Direct Capital in the past. Did you obtain any financing with them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What did you finance with them?
It was like 200. It was computers.
It was computers. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Computers and equipment.
But that's a cash. That was a purchase for equipment at the time of sale, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. All right. You've got my number. Like I said, I try to call your Edward. The line got disconnected. Feel free to call me anytime. The approval is good until the end of the month. And if you guys want to get on the phone with me and maybe knock down that payment to move forward, just give me a holler.
All right, we'll do. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.